This is Wallingford Radio, out and about.
Hello and welcome to Wallingford Radio. We're here at the Andrew and Wilding Remembrance Service with Wing Commander Dave Flynn. Wing Commander, can we just ask you for a brief history of the incident as it took place that has obviously led up to this Remembrance Service being held every year?
Yes, well, we're going to have to go back to 1944, towards the end of the war, and a Halifax bomber took off from RAF Linton-on-Ouse to go on a mission to Le Havre in northern France. As I understand it, the aircraft didn't manage to drop its bombs due to weather. Instead, it returned, dropped some of its ordnance over the channel, but then on its return back to Yorkshire, found itself in some technical difficulties. One of the engines exploded, and the captain gave the order to bail out. Now, of the seven crew, five of the airmen successfully managed to bail out. However, at that point, the wing collapsed, and unfortunately, the aircraft came down very close to Wallingford. Now, the two that were left on board, which was Flying Officer Wilding and Sergeant Andrew, heroic efforts to make sure the aircraft didn't crash into the town, thereby saving a huge number of lives and massively heroic actions. So we're here to commemorate that today.
So obviously there's a specific history between RAF Benson and the town of Wallingford, including this remembrance service every year. Quite a strong community link just generally, but is that felt on the base as well as off?
It is, yes, and we are quite a large base, and obviously our closest town is Wallingford, so there is that strong association. We were always parading on Remembrance Sundays every year, and other events as well. And the RAF Benson was given the freedom of the town of Wallingford back in the 60s, so that close relationship continues today.
Fantastic. Wing Commander, thank you very much for your time. Now here with Captain Noble, representing the Royal Canadian Air Force, and you're here representing the RCAF as Flying Officer John Wilding, who was piloting the aircraft at the time of the incident, was actually from the Canadian Forces. Obviously a large number of Canadian airmen here during the 40s.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's an honour to be here to represent the Royal Canadian Air Force and Canada, and the sacrifices of all the airmen, women. We always hear about the front line, and that's why we're here today to celebrate his sacrifice and recognize his sacrifice. There's all the people behind those individuals, families that have been affected, generations really. What a direct result would be Wallingford. They say, the action of these two men saved Wallingford. So I'm here representing Canada, and it's truly an honour.
And obviously a long relationship both between the countries and the armed forces of our respective countries, but you yourself are based at RAF Benson, so an ongoing relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm at RAF Benson, have been for at least 3 years now, going on the fourth year, and I've been here every year, which has been fantastic. Unfortunately, with the restrictions today, usually my wife and 6-year-old son come along, and chance to appreciate the sacrifice again that these men, women made on our behalf.
Brilliant. Well, Captain Noble, thank you very much for your time on this day.
No problem.
And we're here now with Councillor Lee Upcraft, Mayor of Wallingford. Mayor, obviously the town of Wallingford itself played an important role throughout the Second World War, surrounded as it is or was by RAF bases. And the incident we're here to remember today unfortunately happened towards the end of the Second World War.
It did. This year has been the 75th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe Day. I think if we think back to 1944, at that point many people recognised that the war potentially decisively turned in the Allies' advantage. Maybe people began to hope that the end was in sight, peace was in sight, and that the loss of life, bloodshed and trauma would be coming to an end before very much longer. I think it's very, very tragic that people will have lost, and the families of John Wilding and John Andrew will have lost a little bit of hope on the 9th of September 1944. I think it's very important that Wallingford does all we can to remember the sacrifice. Wallingford would have been a very different and a very sadder place had that Halifax bomber crashed into our town, and I think it's very apt that we remember their sacrifice.
Of course, and obviously this is part of a wider and ongoing commitment between the RAF and the town as a whole.
It is, I think it's very important we have our own act of remembrance for what was a historically significant act locally. And, you know, it's symbolic of the debt we owe all the servicemen and women, not just throughout the Second World War, but, you know, in all actions before and after. And it's just a matter of respect to pay to people.
Of course. And Councillor, thank you very much for your time on this day.